This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, one man is dead following a shootout in the Bayland. A senior attorney urges the judiciary to speed up evidence disclosures for timely trial. Barbados Defence Force personnel begin training to work alongside police under the amended Police Act. Barbados's Bridgetown initiative earns global recognition, and the Royal Commonwealth Society of Barbados gets a new home in the Pine St. Michael. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Police Service has confirmed that at least one man is dead following a shootout in the Bayland St. Michael last night. Starcom Network News understands that the homicide occurred in Sandbox Avenue around 10:30 p.m., where the man lost his life. This is the second shooting in the area within a week, following a taxi driver who suffered multiple shots after being robbed last Thursday morning. We'll have more details as they come to hand. King's Counsel Michael Lashley is urging the judiciary to ensure earlier disclosure of evidence ahead of trials. His call comes after one of his clients, Shane Hoyt of Mount Friendship St. Michael, was yesterday acquitted of rape and robbery charges dating back to 2017. Speaking to Starcom Network News following the verdict, Mr. Lashley said too many matters like Mr. Hoyt's take far too long to reach trial and could be resolved sooner with earlier disclosure.
Once we have statements and the file prepared by the police in a timely manner, I think that these matters can get off the ground. And of course, with efficient and proper case management, you can have these matters off the ground as early as possible. I think that that delay is a denial of justice. Of course, there are other issues too that will cause a matter to be delayed. But in the interest of justice, I think that we should have timely disclosures, ensure that we have efficient case management, and of course, between the committal process and the process of indictment, make sure that we manage that process properly, and then we can have the matter before the court and, of course, start the trial.
King's Counsel Michael Lashley. Members of the Barbados Defence Force, BDF, will officially begin training to be able to carry out the powers of arrest. This is part of government's thrust to empower the BDF to be engaged in maintaining public order and safety. In August this year, government amended the Police Act to grant military personnel the authority to arrest when they are deployed with police officers. Speaking at a ceremony to begin the training at the garrison, Chief of Staff Brigadier Carlos Lovell highlighted the type of training Defence Force personnel will undergo.
Over the next 6 weeks, you will undergo training designed to strengthen your understanding of the law, policing procedures, evidence handling, use of force, conflict, de-escalation, and community engagement. This is not just another course. It is preparation for trust. The trust and confidence placed in you by your commanders, by the members of the Barbados Police Service, and by the people of Barbados. The knowledge you gain here will enhance your operational capability, but just as importantly, it will protect you. It will ensure that when you act with confidence, precision, and fairness.
He highlighted the significance of the amended Police Act in the fight against crime.
This amendment is not a simple administrative change. It represents the confidence of the government of Barbados in the professionalism, the discipline, and the integrity of the men and women of the Barbados Defence Force. But it also recognizes the challenges of this national security environment, from violent crime to transnational organized threats, demand joint, coordinated, and capable responses. And because the national security and criminal landscape in Barbados has evolved, this amendment demonstrates the willingness of the government and the people of Barbados to evolve with that threat and to stay one step ahead of those nefarious elements in society who wish to do harm.
Chief of Staff at the Barbados Defence Force, Brigadier Carlos Lovell. Meanwhile, Acting Assistant Commissioner of Police in charge of Special Operations, Barry Hunt, said members of the Defence Force will be exposed to exercises to help them understand Barbados's cultural demographic.
Specialized readiness is another area that you'll be exposed to. And this is important because it speaks of cultural awareness. you'll be called upon to go into different communities to engage. You must be culturally aware of the demographics in those that make up those communities, of the complexities that make up those communities, of the nuances that make up those communities, of the prejudices that make up those communities, of the expectations that make up those communities, and the disappointments that make up those communities.
Acting Assistant Commissioner of Police in charge of Special Operations, Barry Hunt. Barbados has secured a major international spotlight with its globally significant Bridgetown initiative being named a finalist for the prestigious 2025 Earthshot Prize. The initiative, spearheaded by Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, has been selected in the Fix Our Climate category. The initiative is being recognized for its ambitious high-level efforts to overhaul the current global financial system. Barbados joins two other finalists in the climate category: Forum Energy from the United States for its innovative battery storage technology, and Friendship from Bangladesh for its holistic climate adaptation work in vulnerable coastal communities. The winners will be announced on November 5th at a ceremony in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Each of the five winners will receive a £1 million grant to scale their solution and impact. Manager of the Barbados Diabetes Foundation, Dwight Edgell, says shifting the mindset of young people towards healthy living is crucial for the country's future. Speaking to Starcom Network News yesterday at the donation of a water cooler to the Lodge School, he said that encouraging students to embrace healthy choices is vital for their long life well-being. According to Edgell, when students start to think that bringing water to school and choosing healthier options are cool, it encourages their peers to do the same.
This is the first cornerstone in a building block where we want to have social change in terms of how our young people see themselves. We want young people to spread the word to each other that seemingly being cool is having a water bottle. And you see it a lot all over Barbados now. People put out the water bottle, they're hydrating, ways of shopping, and all that type of stuff. That is not something that just happened. It's something that people are putting together, and you see where our younger generation tend to follow patterns or trends that seem to be cool. And the most important thing now is for people to feel cool having the water bottle. Feel cool that, well, when I get to school, you know, I don't have to stop and get that soft drink. I can talk back at my water bottle at school.
Manager of the Barbados Diabetes Foundation, Dwight Edgell. Several Barbadians will have access to free mammograms from this week, as the Barbados Cancer Society is set to fund 100 screenings for patients referred through the island's polyclinics. Speaking on the sidelines of the CIBC Walk for the Cure, medical coordinator for the Society's breast screening program, Dr. Shirley Jagru, emphasized the importance of early testing for breast cancer. She explained that some patients referred through the public system were unable to afford the test, prompting the Cancer Society to step in and secure funding for those identified by nurses as being in need.
The patients from the polyclinic, you know, there's no free mammograms on the island, and that always bugged me, because those patients are not coming, and they feel, well, I can't go because I can't afford it. So they're seen in the polyclinic, and the sisters there would refer them, but they don't come. So when I discovered that, talking to the sisters, they said, well, listen, we need to do something about that, because this health care should be affordable for everyone. So we've been able, from donations recently, to be able to afford free mammogram for the polyclinic patient. I got a donation from a survivor the other day for 100 mammograms, which I've divided between 10 polyclinics. Each polyclinic will have 10, and the nurses in charge will assess the patients who cannot afford and let them have it. So we're hoping that that will continue, so almost everybody will be able to have a mammogram.
Medical coordinator for the breast screening program, Dr. Shirley Jagru. And the Royal Commonwealth Society of Barbados took a significant step in its nearly 40-year history, unveiling a plaque to dedicate the old Pine Plantation House as its first permanent home in a ceremony that was attended by President of Barbados, Dame Sandra Mason, and Commonwealth Secretary General Shirley Botchway. Chairman of the Society, Cheryl Bell, stressed that renovations have already begun on the building, which government leased to the organization. She said a permanent space was crucial for their charitable work.
This expanded use created the need for a quiet space where research and learning could be undertaken and where formal meetings could be facilitated, thus returning RCS Barbados to the original object of why the RCS itself was formed, and that is, and I quote, to provide a place of meeting, to establish a reading room and library, and to facilitate interchange of experiences among persons, unquote.
Recapping the headlines. One man is dead following a shootout in the Bayland. A senior attorney urges the judiciary to speed up evidence disclosures for timely trials. Defence Force personnel begin training to work alongside police under the amended Police Act. Barbados's Bridgetown initiative earns global recognition, and the Royal Commonwealth Society of Barbados gets a new home in the Pine St. Michael. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.